The long white hospice building is kept spotless and sparkling. Guests stay in private rooms that look out on a flower-laden courtyard. Danette Knupp volunteers regularly.
When I first started, I kept thinking, this is too good to be true, and it won't last because it's so good. There'll be a breach or a chink in the armor here, but it's not. And in fact, I've gotten to where I feel like I can advocate with new guests and volunteers coming in who look around and they say, is this place for real? And I'll say, I know what you're saying. I said, I've been asking it too, but I haven't seen one indication that it's not absolutely just what it appears to be.
Do you think there's something about the fact that this is a largely non-professional setting that makes it easier for love to flow?
Yes, I would say it's easier. Now, with that, I also want to be very clear that I think a lot of love and miracles happen in every single hospital in this country.
Dr. Stephen Layton.
Here, it's like at home. Our focus can be on caregiving, can be on the guest. And a lot of the nurses who have come to volunteer have said they come here after they've worked at the hospital so they can do what they went into nursing to do. Because here, there just isn't all that stuff in the way. Now, we have very organized charts. Every guest gets a chart, and every shift, every 4 hours, there are notes put in the chart about the guest care, and a great deal of attention is paid to medications and giving them on time, and all that kind of thing is taken care of.
To your medical satisfaction?
To my medical satisfaction, it's at least as good as any hospital setting I've worked in.
Trained volunteer staff is present round the clock, but relatives of the guests are invited to join in the care of their loved ones. It's a cooperative arrangement in which the family members and volunteers stay in close contact.
What about then, since she has that tendency not to want to impose herself on others, what would we look for if she were in pain? What kinds of signs might we see that you're familiar with?
She might get quiet. What do you think, Diane? Just kind of quiet and withdrawn, maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Would she clench her jaw, or would there be tenseness in her hands? Or some folks get irritable when they're in pain.
She might get more irritable, not outwardly, but her body language would be kind of withdrawn and would probably not make eye contact and that kind of thing.
Okay. So if we asked her, Ruby, are you experiencing pain?